Today is March the 24th, 2023, and it is Friday. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the New Testament chronologically, praying with you, and drawing closer to Jesus each school day. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and awesome God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. O Lord, you are altogether lovely. You're beautiful and compassionate. You are our defender, and you are enthroned above the heavens. You're forgiving and our guardian and the head of the church. You're the intelligent designer, and you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the keeper of our souls, and the Lord of lords. You, Lord, are merciful in all your ways. You're never changing. You are the one true living God, the promiser, and you quiet our souls. You're the reigning God, and you are slow to anger. You are the one we trust. You're unfathomable in your ways. And Lord, you have the highest value of the universe. You're the way and the life and the truth. Extraordinary in everything that you do. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You are even zealous for us. Gracious God, we can hardly grasp your greatness, but we know that you are due all the glory of the universe, for you even created the universe itself. Lord God, we bow before you in humble adoration, and when we don't take enough time to give you glory, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing to you, Lord, so that everything we do today points to you. Give us opportunities to share with our colleagues who you are, to exude love and joy and peace and kindness and goodness and gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and patience to the students all day. Well, Lord, that is not from us, that is from you. And so, Lord, we need to be a vessel for you today to get out of the way of our own agendas and give you the reign of our lives. Lord, those words are easy to say, but those actions are so hard. They sometimes even seem impossible. But Lord, nothing is impossible with you. So Lord, we give you this day. We thank you for it. We know that the children are going home for the weekend. Give them rest. Let their homes be peaceful. Oh Lord, we know that our colleagues are going home for the weekend. I just pray, Lord, that they take time for you, that they rest in you and come back refreshed. Bless our administrators with all the heavy burden of keeping the schools safe and protected. Lord, give them that strength to see vision, a vision from you that will bless the whole school community. Let them rest on it and maybe even dream about it this weekend. Then recognize that it is from you. Precious Lord and glorious God, we love you and thank you for this day in the most wonderful name of our King Jesus. Amen. Ooh, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We did the small book of Philemon yesterday. We're moving on to Ephesians. And so it is chronological, so you can't see it in order in the way your book is laid out. But this version is created by the Blue Letter Bible organization, and you can look them up. It's a very interesting way to study the Bible. So we are going to be reading the first chapter in the book of Ephesians today. So let's go. The Word of God, Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who were in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he has set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and all. The Word of God. Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, praise God for his servant Paul and the incredible way that he describes our calling. Let us pray, my friends. Dearest Lord, of glorious grace, you sent your beloved to save us and to seal us with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance with you. Oh Lord, we need to remember this each school day when we feel like we are the only ones on campus that love you, Lord. Give us divine appointments with others on campus who love you so that we can rejoice together in the immeasurable greatness of your power towards us, according to the working of his great might that you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, now and forever. Oh, we pray in the beloved's name. Amen. Thank you, fellow co-workers in our Lord Christ Jesus, for the absolute privilege to read the Word of God with you and to pray each school day. We're going to pray one more time together. I bet you can guess the time. Yes, at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. My friends, today we are going to be praying for extra sensitivity. I would have no idea how to measure that, but you know your own heart and you know when you're being sensitive towards the students, your colleagues, or your administrators. And so that we are asking for that kind of heart to be sensitive to the needs of others. And that is our prayer for today. Now, when your alarm goes off, if you don't remember that prompt, just pray. We don't bow our heads. We don't bend our knee. We don't even close our eyes. We don't bring attention to ourselves. We just pray in our hearts to the one and only beloved Lord. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I get the privilege to bless you with our blessing for this school year from Proverbs 3, verses 3 through 8. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you, my friends. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so that you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day, so until Monday, if the Lord is willing. This is Karen. I love you.